name is Scott, and I'm an American in Thailand. Today's subject, can you live comfortably with $500 a month? Before I go any further, ask yourself the following questions. Do you like to go to clubs and party all the time? Are you a smoker or a drinker? Are you the type of person who only wants to live in a place that looks brand new? Are you married or are you married with children? Can you live in one small room without being claustrophobic, much like staying in a hotel? Do you have credit card debt, alimony, or child support payments? Are you in poor health? If you answer yes to any of these questions, $500 a month is probably not going to be enough. So stop right here. You're not going to be able to live off of it. A couple of other questions. Can you adhere to a strict budget? If you can, then it may be possible. Are you the type who needs more than what a rock bottom budget can afford? If you're a female, are you high maintenance? Do you need to have your nails painted and get your hair done every day and those sort of things, and buy high quality cosmetics? Because if you do, you're going to need more money. No matter where you live, $500 a month it's not much money. Think about this. A new automobile in Thailand starts at about 800,000 baht. This is about $26,230. A new Samsung television, like the one that I have, is 25,000 baht. That's about $820. When the iPhone 4 first came out, it was 23,900 baht. This is about $780. Even a decent Casio watch here in Thailand is between 6 and 9,000 baht. That's $200 to $300. So my point is that everything costs. And if you're living off of $500 a month, buying any high-ticket items is going to be much more difficult. Even buying a watch, like I just said, a Casio, that costs $200 to $300. When you consider that your entire budget is $500 a month, buying a $300 watch is spending a couple of weeks of income that you can use towards other things. So it may or may not be possible. Some other things to think about. Are you debt-free? Obviously, being debt-free is a major plus when traveling or living as an expat. And in order to get by on $500 a month, you're going to need to be debt-free. That means no mortgage payments back home, no credit card debt, no alimony or child support payments. Any of these things are going to add considerably to your budget, so $500 is not going to be enough. Do you plan on staying in the country on a tourist visa, a non-immigrant visa, or will you enter the country without a visa? Really, you need to get legal. Get the visa that will allow you to stay long term, because in the long run, it's going to cost you less. You're not going to have to go out of the country every month or every couple of months, and you're not going to have to worry about going out of the country all the time and how many days do you have left. If you go out once a year, then it keeps your costs down. Are you a saver or a spender? One aspect of budgeting that I hear very, very little about when I hear all these people claiming to be able to live off of next to nothing when they come to Thailand, or, oh, you can live for so cheap. One thing that gets left out is saving. Saving money. Yeah, you can live off of 15,000 baht. I'll say it right now. Of course, you can. Plenty of locals do so. But will you be able to save for a rainy day or for an emergency? And if you do have extra money, are you the type who's going to go out and spend it and buy something new? Or are you the type that's going to put it away? So that's important. Also, if you're planning on living in Thailand for the short term, that's a few months, well, saving money is probably not a priority, because you plan on going back home. You can start saving when you go back home. If you're just, if you've just decided to stop saving money for a few months, it's probably not going to hurt too much. So you need to decide, are you here for the long term or are you here for the short term? If you're here for the long term, then you probably will need to save money. You ought to consider figuring out how you can save some money, because it's going to be important at some time. Something else is drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes. I don't smoke, so I've never, ever had this problem of buying cigarettes and always having the money to buy cigarettes, but it is an expensive habit, and so is drinking. It depends on how much you drink, but it can add up. And if you're living off of a limited income, you really might want to consider trying to stop smoking cigarettes. Okay, so let's get down to your budget. A $500 a month budget. I'm saying that this is about 15,000 baht. Your rent and utilities obviously are important. You're going to need a place to stay. I know students who have lived in apartments that were 1,000 to 2,000 baht a month, but you could hardly call them an apartment. They're basically a closet with a bed and a fan. The showers and the toilets were communal, and I wouldn't recommend this option for anybody. Maybe, you know, if you were a starving student like the people that I knew, okay, I can understand it. But if you're coming to live here, spend a little bit more. It'll be worth it. So I'm allotting 5,000 baht for a decent studio apartment. That's just one room. But it's a decent place. It's not a great place, but it's not a horrible place by any means. This place should have air conditioning and water. If it doesn't, go somewhere else, because it definitely is possible to get air conditioning and hot water if you're paying 5,000 baht a month. Many places that are this price will have basic cable and internet, and if they don't, they'll throw them in for, it's maybe an extra 500 baht. So this type of place is good for a single person. If you're living with your wife or your girlfriend, it may be a little claustrophobic. But I have a friend who lives in an apartment near Don Mueang Airport, and his place is 4,600 baht a month, plus utilities, and he pays another 250 baht for his internet connection. So his rent, his electric, water bill, and internet total about 5,200 baht per month. And he earns 65,000 baht a month. So he could live in a better place, but he chooses to live in that kind of a place so that he can save more money and he has more money available to him, more discretionary income. One other thing is, if you own a condo or an apartment or your home, if you already own it here, then the money that I'm talking about, this 5,000, or it's 5,500 with the utilities and everything else, then you can use that to maintaining your residence towards entertainment or anything else you may need. Let's get to food. You're going to have to eat. Most people eat two or three times a day. I'm going to say three times a day. If you spend 40 baht a meal, that's 120 baht per day. Add another 10 baht per meal, that's 30 baht for drinks. And your budget is 150 baht a day, which is 4,500 baht per month. That's eating Thai food. Okay, it may be a little bit less. It just depends on, you know, how big you are, how much you eat, what kind of food you want, where you want to eat. But 150 baht a month is a safe, rather 150 baht a day is a safe amount. You can eat off of that three times a day and you won't be hungry. So that 4,500 baht for food and 5,500 for the rent and utilities equals 10,000 baht. You got 5,000 baht left over. Now, what does that go towards? Transportation. You're going to need to get around at some point. I'm setting aside 1,500 baht for transportation. This is public transportation. You take the bus, you take the SkyTrain, you take the subway, you take the river taxi or motorbikes. You only take a taxi when absolutely necessary, because for 1500 baht a month, you're probably not going to be able to travel very often in a taxi. Taxis are relatively inexpensive, but when you only have 1500 baht a month, that can be eaten up very quickly. So the next item on the list is medical insurance. I think everybody should have medical insurance. And for about 1000 baht a month, you can get medical insurance for a single person, depending on your age, but I'm going to say about 1000 baht. You can get medical insurance. Just shop around, and this is outpatient insurance. But at least you'll be covered if you break your arm or you need to be hospitalized for a few days for something, and you won't be on the hook for this. Also, you're going to need to do your laundry. You just set aside 500 baht for your laundry. You can do your laundry yourself, and it's relatively simple. And then it comes the visa and the visa run. I'm putting aside 1500 baht a month, and that is considering that you'll need to fly out of the country once a year. It's only once a year. If you travel overland, if you're coming back overland, you're only going to get 14 days. Now, the exception is if you have a multiple entry tourist visa, you can do this. But if you're traveling out of the country four times a year, you're going to eat up that 18,000 baht. You're going to eat up a large portion of that going back and forth four times. If you're on a no visa entry, which means you just come into the country and you get 30 days, that means you're going to get 30 days plus 7 more days as an extension. And that extension is 1,900 baht. So if you plan on living off of $500 a month, you're going to need to get a visa that is, at the very least, a multiple entry tourist visa. If you're going to go out of the country every month, you're never going to be able to live off of $500 a month. It's going to be too costly to go in and out of the country. You're going to have to fly out of the country the majority of the time. You may be able to go out of the country by land, fly back, whatever, but 18,000 that I've allotted is not going to be enough, considering that airline tickets out of the country are, round trip tickets are at least 5,000 baht now. Maybe if you're lucky you get a promotion, it's a little bit less, but you really need to get legal and get at least a multiple entry tourist visa, preferably a non-immigrant visa. So the question remains, can you get by on $500 a month? Yes, you can, but it is a rock bottom budget. If you're single, if you own your own home, apartment, or condo, and you can live as a minimalist, that's no frills, you can get by on $500 a month. Plenty of Thai locals do. They know how to do it much better than the average foreigner, but you can do so also. The question is, do you really want to? I'll give you an example of our current budget. Our budget has been much higher, and it's been lower at some times in my stay here. But currently, it's our budget is about 70,000 baht. And this is what we get as a family of four. Our rent is 7,000 baht a month. Our electric is about 5,000. This month it was 5,200. The month before, I think it was 4,200. Sometimes it's 6,000, but I'm going to say 5,000. Groceries and food, it's about 15,000. Our water bill is about 400 baht. Our internet is 1,280. Our cable bill is 500 baht, and we're going to get rid of that eventually in the near future. I give my kids about 2,000 baht a month for school. When they go to school, they have money to get a snack or something to drink or something like that. And that's about 50 baht each per day. It's two children. The tuition is 8,600 baht per month. That's two children at a bilingual school. That's 4,300 baht per child. That's a bilingual school, not an international school. Transportation costs for my wife and myself, 7,500. Spending about 10,000 baht. Medical insurance, 3,200 baht. And that's for three people. My wife has insurance through the company she works for, so we're not required to pay for it. Miscellaneous. This is for unexpected expenses. 4,000 baht. That's 1,000 baht a week. Savings. 11,000. The cost of my visa per year is about 20-something thousand baht, low 20,000s. So I'm going to say 2,000 baht a month. That is 68,880 baht. So almost 70,000, which is about $2,300. That's for a family of four. Now, we're comfortable, but we're by no means living extravagantly. My budget has been as high as about 150 to 200,000 a month, and we lived about the same. We just had more money to spend and more money to save. So getting by and living comfortably are two entirely different standards of living. Personally, I didn't come here to Thailand to get by. I came here for a high standard of living for less money. The great thing about Thailand is if you're on a fixed or limited income, you can get by much easier than in the West. In Thailand, you can get by on next to nothing or on a budget comparable to back home or even greater to a budget back home. But no matter what your budget, the trickle is always to get as much as possible out of your money. So just to let you know, I'm currently working on a free PDF book that will be downloadable from my site. It's called The Cost of Living as a Farang in Thailand. And as soon as it's completed, I'll put it up on the site. If you'd like to be notified by email of when it's completed, please click subscribe. There's a button at the top of the page on the right-hand side, the upper right-hand side of the page. Just click subscribe, and as soon as the book is finished and it's ready to be downloaded, I will contact you. And it'll be up on the site, so you will know if you come to the site every so often, you'll be able to know. I hope you've enjoyed this video and learned a thing or two. Until next time, chok bi lat chep gan mai. That's good luck, and see you later. Goodbye.